I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Monday, May 22nd, 2017. And we're here to talk about everything that affects everything that affects everything that affects everything that affects you, the future, the economy, the markets, your money, and all points in between. We will do the markets. We'll do Trump land. We'll do more markets. And we'll do more Trump land. Because Trump land be affecting the landscape of what's going on. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button and go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. They're free. The webcast button, whatever else is there. All at the ever-popular GaryK.com. Hope you're having a good day. Last Wednesday, the market dumped, what was it, about 358 points? The transports dumped, about 290? The NASDAQ dumped, what, about 158? And basically, the dump was told to me it was based on a special counsel being initiated, the old FBI head Robert Mueller, to investigate Russia and all that stuff. It is now Monday at the close. The transports have not gotten it all back. The Russell 2000 has not gotten it all back. The Dow has not gotten it all back. The S&P, almost. The NASDAQ 100, almost. The SOX, almost. So is that it? Well, I have a little motto, a little title of this scenario, because we're doing markets right now before Trump land. Even though we had 358 down since Wednesday, and since Thursday, up back about 270, not much has changed. The bear markets are still the bear markets. the bull markets are still the bull markets. As side by side, you have a very split tape in the market. And we are going to go through it. But first, in Trump land, Donald Trump visited Saudi Arabia, visited Israel. I believe he's going to meet with the Pope. I believe he's going to meet with the head of the Palestinian, whatever they call it there. And as you know, I have called Donald Trump a scumbag on this show. On the bus thing with that guy from Entertainment Tonight or whatever it is. Because how we treat women kind of sort of defines us a lot, would you say? I have called him unpresidential. I have said he's a 3 out of 10 as president. Though, listen carefully, we love, absolutely love, the complete opposite of Obama on how he talks about police officers, how he talks about the military. We love that. We love him rolling back asinine, AS-10, AS-11 regulations that Obama put in throughout his presidency, but souped them up in the last month just so Trump would roll them back. We love that they're trying, don't know if they're going to be successful, at least trying, lower taxes, less federal spending. We love that he's attempting, don't know if it's going to work or not, Trump care. Because regardless what the media tells you, Obamacare is imploding. And the worst thing you really can do is nothing. And we actually love how he's taking the middle finger and shooting it back out at the media. But, as we have told you, man, he needs to be more presidential. He needs to get the presidency act in gear. He needs to pick his spots. You get my point. So the things we love, there's things we don't love. I absolutely love his handling of this trip. I absolutely love how he's really trying to break the chains of what's the Middle East. And I do believe, listen carefully, he is making hay while there. I believe you're going to see a lot of Arab states and Israel get together in opposition to Iran and the bad guys. Between Israel and I don't know what's going to happen with that, because I don't know if anybody's going to budge. But I think a lot of great is going on. And while I gave him a 3.5 on the presidency, I give him a 10 on this trip. Now, you would not know it. Today, I counted. I turned on CNN 12 times. 11 times they were covering the Russia stuff. One time they were covering his trip, and the guy was pissing all over him on the trip, even though right now it's a very big success. So nothing's going to change there. As we have told you, Donald Trump, now that he's president, caused the Chicago fire, the San Francisco earthquake, the bubonic plague, herpes simplex number 3, every crack in the sidewalks across the nation, any bridge that's in... You get my point. It's going to be a given. They're not out to report the news. They're out to destroy the new president. Destroy. Utterly destroy. And on purpose. 12 times I turned it on. 11 times they would refuse to talk about anything good going on. One time they discussed it and they brought some pissant on to piss all over Donald Trump. So just be careful. Please make up your own mind. They're trying to make up your mind for you. You're all smarter than them. And if you disagree, terrific. But do your homework. And there is a chance that markets are rolling back last week's 350-point drop based on the potential for good stuff. Maybe, possibly, could be. We'll see. All we know, though, as we hit back to the market, I'm going to call it about 55 good, 45 bad. Of the 55 good, about 10 to 15% really strong. The other 40 to 45 in okay shape and sitting around, just like, by the way, the S&P has been sitting around now since third week in February. Same with the Dow. The strength's been in the NASDAQ 100. So, throughout the rest of the show. And by the way, the Russell 2000, as I speak, is sitting where it was on December 7th. Thus, we have been telling you the underperformance there. So up next, full market wrap, lots to talk about. Movers of the day, news of the day, whatever else today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in.
in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're all having a very, very, very good day. As I explained at the outset, hopefully you get the fact we don't have a bias. We don't care about personality. We care about policy when it comes to our government. You know we've been complaining forever. I absolutely get viciously ill when I watch people that were guilty of creating $20 trillion of debt sitting up on Capitol Hill and questioning anybody like they're geniuses. They're just elected morons. I get viciously ill when anybody puts Bernie Sanders up on TV and he's talking about how things should be. A guy who loves policies that have destroyed Venezuela, destroyed it, have killed, maimed other countries around the globe because of people that have never created a dime of wealth, never created a job, lived off the government dole their whole life, telling us what's good for us. And we're going to continue to hammer that baby home. Now, I get asked all the time, what do you think is wrong with the media? How did they get this way? You know, they just did a Harvard study that 98% of all news has been negative on Donald Trump. 98! And the answer is, I don't know what happened. Where it went so far afield. And just so you know, they're just about personality. They're not about anything else. You need to know that. One side. Do you know there was a Notre Dame student's about 75 to 100 students walked out on Mike Pence. You know what they complained about? Donald Trump's LGBTQ policies. You know what Donald Trump's policy is on the community? Live and let live. That's it. That's the policy. Bless you. Enjoy your life. Just follow the rule of law. But you know why they complained? You know why they walked out? Because he's the other side. Do you know how many times I've seen people protesting on the streets, being asked by a newsman or somebody walking in there, why you're protesting? They turn into Jackie Gleason and go, humana, humana, humana. So my answer is I don't know what's happened to all these people in the media to just – I guess it has to do with West Side Story, either Sharks or the Jets. I don't know. One is the angel and one's the Antichrist. No in between. One can do no wrong. One only does wrong. One is always innocent. One is always guilty. We'll continue to cover them, but cover them just based on we don't believe a frickin' word they say. And we trust them with absolutely nothing because we watch them closely. And they played defense attorney for 8 years and now pit bull prosecutor. They just switched. On-off switch. And the reason we follow them, because we remember, oh wait, when the market crashed. And it looked like the financial system was coming down. Did you see anybody in the media calling for anybody going to jail that caused it? No. Do you know why? Because they're the glitterati. Oh, we can't have him. That's our buddy. We went to parties with him last week. How is it possible that so much fraud was committed from the top on down and nobody went to jail? The reason is the media. They can do whatever they want to do to anybody. Remember Richard Jewell? Do you know who Richard Jewell is? The hero of the bombing at the Atlanta Olympics. He was the hero, and they accused him of putting the bomb in, and the Atlanta Constitution, a bunch of others, had to pay him out millions of bucks. They can make anybody good or anybody bad. Just remember that. Just remember that. Muy importante. They're racist. They hate blacks. The media hates blacks. Oh, excuse me. Conservative blacks. Anyway, I made my point. That all said, lots to cover today. No, I really, really do. And I'm going to go bull and bear market today. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. Dow 89, S&P 12, NASDAQ 49, NASDAQ 147. Transports got back 85. New highs picked up a little bit. New lows contracted. Advanced declines 20 to 9 on the New York, 19 to 10 on the NASDAQ. In the Dow today, we'll do that first. Boeing up almost 3. Looks Apple up just about 1. 3M up 2 and 3 quarters. United Health up 2 and change. Nothing was down more than a dollar. The story was the defense stocks had a very strong day today because of the deal that Trump is cutting with the Middle East and the selling by Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, all them new stuff. But I must tell you that they were all up very strong growing. They kind of sort of gave a lot of it back. But Lockheed Martin was up 4. Boeing was up 290. And we don't know how this will play out or how much time it will play out in. So we'll see how it plays out as we move forward. So that's really the Dow here. And I know we're up against a hard break in a second. So what we'll do to the rest of the show, we will go through the market wrap, the movers of the day, the sore thumbs, and bull and bear market side by side. I'm Gary. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high...
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
is Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you're having a good day. So, without further ado, are you ready? As I said at the outset, I don't think really anything's changed. There's been bull and bear markets side by side, and here is where they are. For starters, they've bounced the oils up a little bit. As we have told you, in bearish phases, you are going to get bounces. It's normal. We would continue to avoid commitments to the energy complex. Now, we told you there was one name that was setting itself, which was much stronger than everything else, which has actually broken out. Total. TOT is the symbol. Again, we're not advocating buying anything, and we don't want to buy something in a group that's bearish. By the way, late breaking news here. Ariana Grande, I guess she's a singer, in Manchester, England, was in a concert, and right at the end of the concert, they're saying possible explosions. I'll have more if during the show. Let's hope not. All right. So Total, but when you take a look at Total, TOT, then go look at Exxon, XOM, and you'll see what we're talking about there. So overall, we just don't think anything's changed there. We would say that they're way down, and maybe they're trying to come up with some sort of enough is enough to the downside on the oils. And after all, if you look at the OIH, it's oil services, the low throughout June, July, August, September, October, November last year was around that 26.5, 27 level. Guess what it just hit? 26.35 at the low. But not bullish. We would still avoid new commitments to most financials. And, of course, they've bounced up the last 3 days. But, we use the word oomph. O-O-O-O-M-P-H. They don't have any oomph. We did tell you one name was setting up better than others, Citigroup, symbol C. If you have a chance, go look at Goldman Sachs chart and then go look at Citigroup and you'll see what we mean. But we don't want to buy anything in a group that's not going. We want to buy in big uptrends. So we'd really avoid commitments on the financials too. Retail. Well, that's been months and 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 months that we've been telling you to avoid, and Macy's has gone from 45 to 23, and I can go on and on. And we just continue to avoid them. And, of course, they can bounce. And, you know, I get asked, well, Gary, Kohl's is, or Target has just gone from 79 to 55. It just went from 58 to 55. Can it bounce to 60 and I can make 10%? Sure. It will still be in a big downtrend. So we would continue to avoid that. Transports. Except a couple of airlines. United Airlines set up well. Sets up well. Southwest Airlines trying to break out here. But after that, as I just scan. Oh, and may I say CSX on the rails. But that has to do with some sort of stuff between somebody taking a position, that type of stuff. But if you look at everything else, just not much going on there. So we'd mostly avoid the transports also. We'd mostly avoid all the commodities. Not every name, but there's only about 25 names I follow. But if you look at steel, look at U.S. Steel, what they did to it. They murdered it. Freeport, MacMoran, copper and gold. They murdered it. And we haven't seen anything to change just yet. Gold and silver, we've been telling you to avoid. And gold's bounced up over the last week or so on, you know, what happened last week and stuff. We just don't think it's a bull market. We think it's better, but nothing spectacular. And the same goes for silver. Even silver's rallying right now. And gold stocks continue to underperform the metal, which tells us we're not so thrilled just yet. The big telecom, AT&T and Verizon, we continue to avoid that. Have you seen Walgreens, WBA, or CVS drugstores? Yikes, big bear market. Auto parts, retail, and most auto anything. And, of course, we mentioned to you Delphi Automotive, very strong name, so that's one that's fine. But overall, you know, biotech. We would avoid biotech for the most part. There's a few names that act well. If you look at ABMD, that's really medical products. I'm going to take that back. I'm sorry. BIVV was acting well for a little bit, but not doing anything right now. RGEN is strong, but also on the medical product for biotech. But Regeneron now is coming on, REGN. We mentioned that to you about 2 weeks ago, strong volume off of earnings. But then you look at Amgen, and that baby gone south. So very mixed bag, and overall we'd stay away from biotech, though Regeneron is definitely in our eyesight right now. The fertilizers, that's the potash. What else is that? CF Industries, things like that. And then, of course, names. IBM in the Dow. GE in the Dow. Cisco just topped out pretty bad on crappy numbers. You know, we can go through names that are just bad. But we're just letting you know there is still a bunch of areas that just ain't happening. And I did a dissertation with you, or I don't know, diatribe with you, or a conversation with you last week about here's the Dow stocks that are in good shape, here's the Dow stock. There's 15 Dow stocks in bad shape. General Electric. They've mauled that bad boy. So we're making the point again. Keep your eyes out. Now on the other end of the spectrum. China ADRs. China ADRs. Very strong. Is the Hang Seng's been strong here recently? Fiber optics. Internet. Technology. Internet retail. Well, you got Amazon and Alibaba on those. Semiconductors, but not Intel, not Advanced Micro Devices, which just topped out badly. But most semiconductors still in shape. Home Depot, Lowe's, housing stocks remain strong, though they're low beta and really don't move big, but they're strong. I'm actually seeing better action in solars on a relative basis, but certainly not leadership. As I mentioned early, defense stocks, better. But really the mainstay is the NASDAQ 100 types. Tech, internet, semiconductors, software-ish. Those are your bull markets. And again, the few Best Buy strong. No complaint there. Just keep all this in mind. Aftermarket, I got one that stands out. Take-Two Interactive. Ready for this? Close at 69. I got it at 63. Do you know why? They had something called Red Dead Redemption 2. Was supposed to come out in the fall of 2017. It's not coming out until the spring of 18. So it's down 10% in the aftermarket. And that's been a strong stock. By the way, Take-Two and Electronic Arts, the video gamers, have also been strong. So bullish and bearish markets side by side, and you better be right. And we hope you have been listening as far as what not to be in. You would have saved a heck of a lot of money if you did. Our forte is ferreting out bad versus good evil versus goodness. It's the Game of Thrones in the stock market, ladies and gentlemen. King Joffrey says so. By the way, I never watched Game of Thrones, and that my son got me into it. I'm a Game of Thrones guy now. I just started season 2. Gets me on the treadmill. So that's a little bit of the bull and bear market side by side. Got a couple of areas that may be emerging. That's up next. And whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Serious talk on you and your buckos with a little comedy injected. So for Memorial Day, I'll be in Normandy. I am going to Normandy, France. That was on my bucket list. I will be in Normandy for D-Day next Monday. That is what I will be doing. And what a day to do it on. And I think D-Day is a few... What is it? Is it June 6th? I'm about to Google it. D-Day. June 6th. Look at that, Gary. Well done. Anyway, really looking forward to it. It was funny. I was telling somebody today that I was going. They're like, because they were there and they just said it's just amazing to take in. That's what they told me. So that's on Monday. That is where I'll be, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get back on thine market. Hope we're helping you with areas. It's the most important thing. On the downside, AutoZone down 14. What have we been telling you about auto parts retail? New yearly low. Advanced Auto Parts down 4. Three or more. Argan, never heard of it. Bluebird Bio. Amgen, big cap biotech. Market no likey. Pioneer Natural Resources, oil. O'Reilly Automotive, another auto parts retail. Twos, Rex American Resources. Insperity, Orbotech. Chipotle, which is kind of sort of sitting nice and tight now and just resting. Eagle Pharmaceuticals, Illumina. And that's it. Before I do the upside, just want to let you know Brazil had another bad day today. Remember, a couple of days ago, looks like the new president's a crook. They found out, and they got real good evidence on it. The market there was down like 8%, and some of the banks were down 15 to 20. Bounced on Friday, and they started pulling it back again today. I don't know what to tell you there. I have this thing called fear of the unknown, and with this unknown, I'm going to stay away from. I'm just reporting to you the news. How's that? Is that okay? On the upside, Intuitive Surgical up 21. Stock gapped up about 4 weeks ago to 800. It's 892 now. Priceline up 2018-28, still holding the 50-day moving average. Regeneron Pharmaceuticals 11. Amazon 11. Very strong Amazon. Google up 9. Building what we call kind of sort of like a flag type strong pattern here was down big on Wednesday. I think it was down like 20 on Wednesday, and they got it all back already. Equinix, 7, new high. Applied Optoelectronics got the big upgrade today with fiber optics, broke out of a little range there. Volume heavy. Net T7, Chinese ADR, Children's Place, up 5 after getting trounced the last few days. Staying with the 5, Zebra Tech, 4 more. Cooper Company, Medical Products. Broadcom, Lockheed Martin. But it was up about 9, finished up 4. Coherent, Lumentum. By the way, Coherent, very tight flag pattern, COHR, I'd be watching that. Lumentum, that's another fiber optics, symbol LITE. 3 or more, Autodesk, just gapped up on Friday. WW Grainger, Wynn Resorts, that's also building, gapped up and has been sitting for the last 3 weeks. Impinj, got a good ride up in Barron's this weekend. Martin Marietta Materials, Athena Health, Henry Schein. So medical products and supplies had a decent day today. Just letting you know, I'm actually writing that down. Thank you. Alliance Data Systems, Sina Corp, another China ADR. Sohu.com, another China ADR. Domino's Pizza, that's not a Chinese ADR, but that's a new high ground. Two or more, Baidu, BlackRock. Remember we told you BlackRock and Citigroup, best looking patterns there. BlackRock needs to get through 400, may take a little bit of time, but remember, financials are not strong as a whole, and you'd rather be buying a strong group. Boeing, NVIDIA, very good reaction to earnings about 7-8 days ago. Jazz Pharmaceuticals, iRobot, not starring Will Smith, Mercado Libre, VMware, watch VMW, has very nice tight action in there. 3M, strong Dow name. And again, revenues up 4, but they were better in the last 3 quarters, so the market's been it. Cuervo up 2 and change. TAL Education, another China ADR. Dell Technology, DVMT, watch that one. Holds the 50-day moving average volume on the heavy side today. The Trade Desk, another big flag pattern, TTD. There's a few flag patterns out there, kids. Weibo Chinese ADR, Adobe. Yeah, Adobe. It's Adobe. Humana, McKesson, Finisar, another Optoelectronics. ServiceNow, new high, and then announces a convertible after the close. I think it's down a buck and change. Universal Display, another flag pattern. And basically what a flag is, straight up on earnings, make a right turn for a few weeks, and then break out again. Very strong pattern. And that's your ever popular over the top movers of the day, ladies and gentlemen. So, last week was a mirage. No, it wasn't a mirage, but it looks like a lot of news-driven stuff going on. Again, bull and bear markets side by side. You better heed what we're saying. And guess what? I've seen it happen for months and months and months and months where that continues. I'm all for it. Just be out of the bad. Be in the good side. If things change, we're here. We'll let you know. And so far, even with last week and now a little rally, nothing's changed. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,